very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and if you've had a busy, frustrating day, it's time now just to settle down. I know many of you travelling home from work, stuck in the traffic at this time, and you just wish you had a little helicopter to take you from where you are to your home, where you can have a sundowner and just be with your loved ones. A very, very warm welcome to you, and as the sun sets. Let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Ask Him to be with us, to lead us and guide us as we come to the end of the day, and just spend a moment in thanksgiving and praise. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
He will not turn to Blessed is the
If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors, for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not. If I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Before the angels, I will bless you, my God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Before the angels, I will bless you, my God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls in front of pigs, or they may trample you. They may trample on them and then turn on you and tear you to pieces. So always treat others as you would like them to treat you." That is the meaning of the Law and the Prophets. "Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious, and many take it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Today, a short gospel, a few words from Jesus. But my goodness, so much to talk about. So I can't talk about everything in the Gospel this evening, just a couple of things. First of all, we continue in the vein of the Sermon on the Mountain, and Jesus is encouraging his disciples to live by a new way of life, to live according to a new set of values and standards. And today he's saying we mustn't give dogs what is holy and not to throw our pearls in front of pigs. Well. We know that pigs were always seen by the Jewish people as an unclean animal, so you would never give anything like pearls, which would be things of great price, to pigs. And dogs, you wouldn't give dogs what is holy either. Dogs were also not looked upon in a very favorable light. So, what is Jesus saying? Well, what we're talking about here is the kingdom. We're talking about the kingdom of God, and that's what is uppermost in the mind of Jesus. And he's saying that the values of the kingdom, the pearl of great price, is something that you don't play around with, and you don't throw it out in front of pigs. You don't give it to the dogs, or the pigs or the dogs will trample on it and destroy it. So Jesus is really saying that the kingdom of God is something really very, very special, and that we don't just throw this away and give it to people who are not going to appreciate it. Pigs will not appreciate pearls. Dogs are not going to appreciate anything that's holy. So we don't give the kingdom and place the kingdom in the hands of those who are going to destroy it. So it's kingdom that is uppermost in our mind and should be uppermost in the mind of Jesus. Then he speaks about giving others what is, treating other people as you would like them to treat you. I mean, this is the golden rule. It's the way we treat one another, the way we treat other people, as we would like people to treat ourselves. He says this is the law, this is the meaning of the Law and the Prophets. And it should govern our way of life and the way we interact with one another in our everyday lives, whether it be at work or at home or wherever it is. We should be treating other people as we would like them to treat ourselves. That's the golden rule. So always treat others as you would like them to treat you. And, you know, if we could always keep that in mind, maybe it'll change the way we say things. It'll change the way we do things. We will take other people into consideration. We will take their feelings into consideration. We'll take their perspectives into consideration. Because what is important to you, your own feeling, your own perspectives, your own set of values and standards, if other people could just recognize that, if people could recognize that there are some things which are important to you, very important, and if other people just mention those sorts of things, we feel that we have been recognized. So it really is just recognizing other people as you would like them to recognize you. Yeah, sometimes we can put on a bit of a hard skin and so on, but we would really like people to recognize us as we are, and we are asked to do the same towards them. But it's the last sentence in the gospel today that I wanted to emphasize, and that is entering by the narrow gate. You see, becoming part of God's kingdom, entering the kingdom of God, is not something that's easy. It's like Jesus coming to his resurrection, ascending to the right hand of the Father and so on. It was not an easy road, not an easy pilgrimage. So Jesus lived his life, he taught, he interacted with his disciples and his apostles and so on. And in the end, this led to his suffering, his death, and ultimately his resurrection. When we hear of the values of the kingdom and we try to put the values of the kingdom into action, we know that these things are not always easy to do. It's not easy to live the values of the kingdom. And this is the narrow gate. If we want to be a people pleasing to God, then we need to enter by the narrow gate. We need to realize that living according to the values of the kingdom isn't something easy. It's that narrow gate that Jesus talks about. You see, many take the wide open gates. As Jesus says himself here, the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious, and there are lots of people who take that. And then when we look at the world today, whether it be bribery, corruption, whether it be honesty, dishonesty, sex, I don't know, you name it, it's a wide, wide gate that leads to perdition. But if we're going to live according to the gospel, if we're going to live according to the values of the kingdom, we know there are going to be certain things that we have to say no to. It's not just a free-for-all. We can't just live the way we would just like to live, a free-for-all, so to speak. No. If we're going to come to the kingdom, then the road that leads to life, and Jesus says only a few find it, is the road, the narrow gate. We have to go through that narrow gate. And that means that we have to make time for God. We have to spend time in prayer. It means we have to spend time in recognizing the rights of other people, living in justice, as we say. To find that narrow gate means we've got to say, well, if we want to be members of God's people and part of the kingdom of God, we've got to live according to the values of the kingdom. We must live according to the law of God, the commandments in the Old Testament, for example, or the commandments of the church in the New Testament. We have to live according to the teachings of the church. And these are sometimes a little bit difficult for us. You take the easy way out for lots of people. They say, why not? Why can't we just live a life of sex and happiness and freedom and all the rest of it? And then what happens in the end is they find their way to the abortion clinics. And that's the easy way out. It's the easy way out, is that I don't want this child, we just abort the child. That's the wide open gate that leads to perdition. And so what we are asked to do as disciples of Jesus is to realize all that the church asks of us, all that God asks of us in our lives, and to live according to those values and standards. And sometimes those are very difficult. It's easy to live according to the values of bribery and corruption, for example. It's easy to live according to the values where we can just get rid of things and spoil life and spoil people and so on. It's a wide open gate that people go through in the area of crime and all that sort of thing. But when we take vengeance on people, that's another one of those easy options. No, if we're going to live according to the values of the kingdom, that's the narrow gate. And if we're going to be true to Jesus, we have to follow him and follow him to the cross. And the cross is certainly something that we don't want it. It's difficult. Even Jesus himself didn't want the cross. He said, Lord, take this chalice from me. But in the end, he said, not my will, but yours be done. So let's ask ourselves, what is it that God asks of you and me? And when we come to realize that and realize just how difficult that is, let's ask the Lord to give us the grace and the strength to live according to his values and standards, and to remember that that is really what it means by entering the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand forever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Now Christ taught us, as we've heard today, to set our hearts on the kingdom of God and on its justice, and in that kingdom all that we need will be given us. And so until then, let us pray, your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are those who know their need of God. Lead us to seek your face in purity of heart. Blessed are those who work for no reward, those who suffer for what is right. Comfort them with your presence. Lighten their burden. Blessed are the gentle, those who show mercy and forgive. They shall know your forgiveness at the end of time. And blessed are the peacemakers, those who reconcile conflict and hate. They are indeed the sons and the daughters of God. Bring consolation to all who mourn the dead. May they share the blessed hope of all who have died in the peace of Christ. We pray, Lord, for Radio Veritas today. Pray very especially for our competition that we've launched today, and we pray that this will be a great success and will help in many ways the work and the preaching and the good news that we try to bring through Radio Veritas. Now we pray the prayer for consecrated life. Loving Creator, we thank you for the gift that religious life has been within our church and society. Help us to nurture this gift so that the congregations may continue to be a healing presence in our world. And may we all respond to the realities of our present times in ways that promote your reign now and in the future. May your kingdom come and your will be done. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. As we pray before you, Lord, we ask you in your mercy for the grace always to ponder in our hearts what we proclaim with our lips, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Well, it's been lovely being with you for the last half hour. Thank you for joining me. From me, Father Emil, have a wonderful evening. Keep warm. Good night and God bless.